Finally, through the doctrine of the Trinity, we can reinterpret human society, personality, and sociality. In the West, the doctrine of the Trinity has developed almost exclusively out of the concept of person. Today, when we speak of a person, a personality, as an unchangeable individual essence, instead of a mask or a role, we express unconsciously our indebtedness to the doctrine of Trinity, where this understanding of person first developed. But why weren't other concepts in the doctrine of the Trinity given equal attention? Concepts of communion and union and perichoresis. In the modern West, the realm of abounding individuality, we desperately need, I believe, a new understanding of community, of a community in which personality is realized and not dissolved. If we orient ourselves to the doctrine of the Trinity, we understand that personalism and socialism do not diverge so demonically as they are thought to do so in the hostile political ideologies of today.